just a shul ta'ara on an akuda that we haven't explained yet, and that is the bechina, the end of Pashas Yisroi, is the Hilchas Mizbeach. Why should the Hilchas Mizbeach come up at the end of Pashas Yisroi, the Pasha Chavalas HaTayra? Mizbach Adama Tasali, Zavachta Alas Ayvasecha Veshlomecha, and Alachas Mizbeach Avonim Tasali, the Sivnes and Gozes, Kichar Bachay Naftaleh. Why is this bechina so important, the Hilchas Mizbeach at the end of Pashas Yisroi? But the Yisod is that we have to go back and understand how, you know, we discussed Mahalchim on it, but another Mahalach, how Parshas B'Shalach is a Parshas of Hagdama to Parshas Yisrael. We've explained a few times already that Va'era and Boy are the Parshas in Mitzrayim, so to speak. The end of Parshas Boy, we come out of Mitzrayim. And then there's a Parsha B'Shalach, which is a Parsha in between Yitzis Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. And Parshas Yisroi is the Parsha of Kamala Satoy. The Yisod is that the Mitzrim, Klal Yisroel and Mitzrayim, they lived as Avodim, but nevertheless, Kilu, they were Avodim of Paroi, Avodim of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim fed them, Mitzrayim gave them life. As they later complained, Zacharnu, they remembered the life, so to speak, the so-called good life that they had in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a country which was koifer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaChayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ki Yimcha Makor HaChayim Ba'orcha Nira'or. And Klal Yisrael being fed in Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael got used to the idea that dependency on life is dependency on physical life, dependency on the food that were given by Mitzrayim, dependency on the Hashkofa of Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they had to have Akdama before they accepted the Torah. The Chayim Chiyus, that comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. Ki Heim Chayeinu V'Orech Yemeinu. In Parshas Yisroi is the Parsha of Torah. It's the Parsha of Chayim. It's the Parsha of Ki Heim Chayeinu V'Orech Yemeinu. So when Parshas B'Shalach has to be Mizbarat to Klal Yisrael, that the soul Chayim is the Chayim of Torah, the Chayim of Elikus, the Chayim of Rabbanu Shalom. And therefore the Rabban Shalom and Parshas B'Shalach took them to a place that was completely mufka from Chaim Bechlal. V'yasav el kimis arm derech hamidbo yamsuf. It's completely cut off. Be'eretz lo yizaruach. Nothing grows. There's absolutely no Chaim over there. And not only that, Klal Yisrael got very frightened. They see the Mitzrayim running after them. It looks to them that the mamish facing certain death, and they complain to Moshe of a Yomer al Moshe Amidli in Kvarim b'Mitzrayim lekachtanu lamos b'Midbar. They were in a mokum amisa. Not just the Midbar by itself is a mokum amisa, but even the fact that Pari is chasing them is a mokum amisa, and they have the Yamsuf in front of them, and they're davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says to them, "Ma titzak elai? Double b'nei tshuva v'yiso. Just go, just move." In other words, either Yamsuf in front of them. It's like having a tzivit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just go to your death. Just go into the Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show them that he's in charge of the Chaim. Every other possible thing that's called Chaim was taken away from them. They're in the Midbar, by definition, there's no Chaim. Mitzrayim chasing them to kill them or to take them hostage again. Also no Chaim. The Yamsuf in front of them, also no Chaim. A massive of completely no Chaim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do in Parshas B'Shalach. And therefore, even afterwards, Klal Yisrael, after they saw the Nisim of the Yamsuf, they complained again. And they said, Vayinoinu, Vayirmu alei miyitem Museinu b'yad Hashem b'eretz Mitzrayim b'shifteinu al seir abosa v'chleinu lechem l'soiva ki yitzeisem oisonu. Again, in other words, this Indian wasn't as barren to them completely yet. And therefore again they started looking at the Midbar as a mokum that is naturally a mokum of Misa. And they were supposed to realize at this point, and be masik at this point, after Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Rabban Shalom is the Makor HaChaim. But that's the Birurim that have to take place in Parshas B'Shalach. That even in a mokum of certain misa, the Rabban Shalom is anyways the one who provides Chaim. and you can only see that it's the Rabban Shleiman and only the Rabban Shleiman from Vayetz Chaim, only when a person's in a place where there's absolutely only Misa, wherever he looks there's only Misa around him, and he stays alive, then it shows that the Rabban Shleiman is the sole source of life, is the Imch Ki Imcha Makor Chaim. That's Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach is a parsha to be in a Makom where Piteva there's no Chaim whatsoever, and still on a constant basis, on a day to day basis, to stay alive and to get Chiyas. That's the Bechina of Parshas B'Shalach. And that's the Akdama to Parshas Yisrael. The Parsha of Yisrael is the Parsha of Chaim Mamish. It's the parasha where the Torah was given to us, the parasha of Kihim Chayenu V'Orechimenu. And Yisrael coming after B'Shalach teaches us that only when a person realizes absolutely that the Chaye Olam Hazeh, the world around him, is not what provides him Chayim. Because look at the Midbar when there's no Chayim and we were still alive. Then he can go into it, then he can understand, then he can feel a Chiyas, like then he can feel a Chiyas of Torah. And that's Taka Parsha Yisrael Bekitza, which is a Parsha of Kulei Chaim. And that's why the Parsha of Mizbeach comes at the end of Parsha Yisrael. Because Mizbeach is mamish the same word. The whole inyan of a Mizbeach was, you killed animals. And as the Mefarshim say, when a person bought an animal up on the Mizbeach, he has to imagine as if he's being brought up on the Mizbeach. It's a Bechina, it's like a Mokam Amisa. And yet, it's a Mokam Achaim. Rashi says Shamizbeach Nivro, Laharich Yom of Shalodom, Vahabarzal Nivro La Katsa Yom of Shalodom, In the Bedin, Shiyunaf and Makatsa Alamarach. In other words, a Mizbeach is Nivro Laharich Yom of. It's a place where you bring up an animal, it's a place where you, so to speak, we're makir to the Rabban Shalom is the Makor HaChaim. The animal is the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animal is the Chumrius. The chumrius of a person does not give life. Only when you realize that the chumrius of a person does not give life, which is what happens on the Mizbeach when you burn up the chumrius, then you zoicha to arichas yomim. Then you zoicha shem Mizbeach nivra laharich yomim shalodom. And that's why you can't use barzel, which is created lakatza yomim shalodom. When a person realizes, when a person, so to speak, kills his nefesh abahamis, when a person kills the chumrius, a person realizes the chumrius, killing the chumrius means a person realizes the chumrius doesn't have life. It's only the Ruchnis that gives life. It's the Torah Kedosh, Kihim Chayenu. So then he can be Zorcha to be Toyim, the Emes Tikat Ha'am Chayim. That's the Hilchas Mizbeach coming in Parshas Yisrael.